What's going on, YouTube? Jason Birds here. Hey, last month I put on a poll where a few of you actually answered, and I asked if you guys wanted a update from me or if you wanted me to just straight get back into veteran benefits and the regular content. And 11 of you replied with asking for an update. So I do appreciate that. Sometimes I don't know, does anybody actually care about who's uploading information, or do you just care about the information? But it's been a month and I still haven't uploaded anything. So here I am at my desk trying to be proactive on what I actually want to do. And so I'm not sitting at my camera. I'm using QuickTime Player to film off of my webcam and just trying to give you guys the update. Because if I keep waiting for the, you know, ideal time frame, the ideal opportunity to actually put in some work and production, I probably won't ever do it. And so this year I am trying to get back into the production, get back into the content creation, because it took a lot of momentum and a lot of work when I first started this podcast to get to the point where I was uploading weekly. And there was a period where I was doing that and it was going really well. And the channel was growing, the podcast was growing. And then when my, you know, military career came to an end and flying was no longer my future, I stopped. I mean, I slowed down dramatically as I was kind of like battling like identity crisis and what the heck am I going to do for a career now? And, just like pretty super bummed out, to say the least, about like kind of how things played out. And so, unfortunate, because when I look at the YouTube analytics and the podcast analytics, it was exponentially climbing and growing until, you know, pretty much at that point in time, early 21, where the flying was pretty much not going to happen anymore. And so interesting to look back and see that tight correlation and obvious causation of my drop in uploads and creation. And so, you know, now it's been 2+ years. I know what I'm doing for a career now. I know where I'm going. And I think the wounds are kind of, they're kind of healed. You know, like, yeah, it's still a little bit bitter at times, but I can talk to people currently in the military doing cool things, flying, and I don't get all like butthurt about it. And so I'm grateful for, you know, what God has provided for me and the opportunities, and everything happens for a reason. And so I appreciate you guys sticking around, those that are newly subscribed to the channel and those that are newly subscribed to the podcast. Despite my poor upload rate, you guys have been here for it. So I do appreciate that. But long story short, the last couple of years, the last 2023 was especially pretty weak in the uploads. I think I only uploaded 8 times. And one of my 2023 goals was to get to 10,000 subscribers. And so obviously I didn't achieve that goal, nor did I deserve to achieve that goal. And so uploading 8 times, I could not have expected to grow. But, you know, what was cool was that the channel continued to grow, and it grew by 2,000-ish subscribers, despite my poor upload frequency. And so that was really encouraging to me to see that like there was evergreen content on the YouTube channel that people cared about, that people were watching and subscribing to. And so I look forward to continuing that. And I'm trying to figure out, like, while the military isn't my future, and the military now has nothing to do with where I'm going, and there's no overlap in my professional life and the military anymore, or very little at least. So it makes it hard. There's a higher friction to me creating military content because it no longer has to do with my everyday life. And so I want to continue creating the content because I enjoy the content creation. I enjoy the networking. I enjoy the creative outlet. But I don't know what the long-term vision is for the content, for like, I guess the brand, even though I don't really put any effort into the brand. I am going to do it to work the muscles of interviewing, to work the muscles of, creating videos, and to hopefully build a relationship with you guys where you'll be interested in where, you know, things end up eventually. Cause at some point I will pivot. Because it just doesn't make a ton of sense for me to continue creating content that's like, that has nothing to do with my life anymore. But I am also aware that each one of us is uniquely positioned to teach ourselves, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. So anybody who is transitioning out of the military or is newly in the military or is pursuing flying in the military or is, you know, left the military on terms that weren't their choice. I am, you know, I have that unique experience to speak to those people. And I think that there's a lot of lessons learned that would be wasted if I didn't say it. And there's a lot of internal reflection that happens as a result of me sharing those lessons and sharing those experiences. So I think there has to be a selfish ambition to creating content and to spending the time and spending the time and energy to put things like this on the internet. And so I'm okay with the fact that my selfish ambition has changed slightly. So now I'm doing it for, you know, internal growth and the expectation of it benefiting me somehow in the future in a way that I do not know, and cannot foresee at this point in time, rather than my old selfish ambition of wanting to combine my podcast and videos of interviewing people with military experiences, interviewing people with unique military opportunities, but also I was going to combine it with documenting like flying in the military, which is like, you know, does really well on Instagram and stuff. It all makes good content. So it would have been kind of an easy way to build up a platform and a following. But now it's less documentation, less like easy photos of aviation stuff, and more research, I guess, more research, more documentation of how I'm using veteran benefits, and more interviews with people that I can learn from, but I can't always necessarily implement the things that I've learned. And I'm just hoping that you guys will learn things and be able to implement those things. So right now, personally, you know, life has been crazy. I've got 2 kids now. I've got a wonderful wife. I've got a wonderful 2 kids. And I just took over a real estate appraising business. And so that's what I'm running. And I'm trying to get into, you know, our next real estate deal. We've been managing and running the Airbnb that we've been, you know, utilizing with our VA loan as a house hack. And that's been incredible. And so it's, you know, the focus is to grow the business, hopefully buy the next investment property and get into, real estate development and further real estate investments. So yeah, that's kind of like the update. I flew off, you know, this is off the cuff of my pants or off the cuff right now. Not going to edit this. Just going to throw it up there and hopefully it'll give some context to where I've been, what I've been doing. I graduated grad school, project management, and then I finished my certified general real estate appraising license. So those were the things that were taking a bunch of time, plus obviously the family. And so now that you guys have the context, you guys can hopefully like, I don't know, at least know why I disappeared for a while. But I do intend to get back into the uploading. I intend to engage more and reach out to people more and reach out to people and hope that people will reach out to me for podcast interviews. So I'd love if you are in the military, currently newly separated, if you've got a unique story to share, if you found a unique opportunity in the military or out of the military as you transitioned, I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to, you know, share your story on the podcast. We are at over 9,000 subscribers right now on YouTube and people are still tuning in. So, if you want to do an interview or if you know somebody that I should interview, I always recommend, I always appreciate the connections and I always appreciate you guys reaching out. So that's that. Hope you guys are well. It is March of 2024. Crazy time. Looking forward to spring. I'll talk to you guys soon and we'll be on the upload train regularly. And I'll try to reduce the friction, try to get somebody else editing the content to save me some time, and hopefully be able to put out more, because the editing is the friction point. So, all right, guys. Thanks so much. See you guys next time.